Oh, you're listening pretty late, and that music means that it is, in fact, time to play What's in the Box. We want to thank Howls and Hood for being our provider of libations during our What's in the Box segment. We have Nick from Howls and Hood. He is the general manager and bartender extraordinaire, right? Am I correct in your description?
Bartender and mixologist.
And mixologist, all right. Yeah, all those sure. things. All right. Yeah. We'll take all that.
Help out manager every now and then.
And what have you whipped up for us today?
We got the perfect cosmopolitan. So instead of triple sec, we used we got Grand Marnier in there to add the citrus effect, which is your favorite, right?
My absolute favorite.
And Saint Germain too, which is a liqueur, like an elderflower liqueur.
I've noticed Saint Germain popping up a lot more in the last few years, like 2 years or so.
Yeah, it's almost like the ketchup mm-hmm. of the cocktail world. what
do you mean the ketchup?
Like it's a little sweetness, a little like icing on the cake, you know? So any like bitterness, you counter it with some Saint Germain. And it has a little sweetness and smoothness to it.
All right. So I'm going to hand you a couple of reviews because we have two listeners. Will you pass some of these along here? But you guys go ahead and pick through these. We have Roy on the line, and we're going to reading the reviews tonight will be Nick from Howls and Hood, Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, Roger Badish up in our newsroom, and Rob Martier will join us shortly. We have on the line with us our first contestant is Roy. How are you doing tonight, Roy?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. This is one of my favorite things to do all week is to hang out with our listeners and play What's in the Box. Have you heard us play this before?
Yes, I have. I've heard you. I'm usually driving home listening to you, and I've heard it once before.
Oh, wonderful. So you kind of know, you get the idea, but I'll remind you in a moment as we check in with Tony, our other contestant on the line. Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Have you heard us play What's in the Box?
It's been a long time, but yeah, once before also.
Once before. Before we get started and I explain the rules, or actually just the concept of the game, Tony, where are you calling from?
Gary.
Gary, Indiana. I was wondering about the area code.
So. Well, my area code is actually Virginia Beach. I just moved here a few months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. How are you enjoying Gary, Indiana? That's an interesting move.
It's job related, so it's okay. I'm looking to find another place to live, though.
I think everyone in Chicago is going, that might be appropriate. Because when I put Gary, Indiana into my GPS.
Are you thinking about moving to Virginia Beach?
No, I actually like winter. I missed it out there.
Oh, there you go.
I'm originally a Midwestern boy.
Where originally?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, yeah, you get heavy winters there. Roy, where are you calling from?
I am in Pleasant Prairie, but I live in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin.
Oh, I see. And we were talking about Wisconsin before. Now, you guys don't get annoyed with us going up there and camping and, you know.
Oh, it's awesome.
Exactly. We spend our money up there. We have a good time.
Did you ever have, like, when you went away for, like, a couple hours, come back and the bears went through all your stuff?
That's
always fun.
I've had more raccoons and mice situations in Wisconsin.
Okay.
that'll happen. I know. But the raccoons, they're a little destructive. And the possums, actually. That's the other problem in Wisconsin that I have.
Raccoons make the rounds every single night, too.
Yeah, they do. They are clever little fellas. They're cute and yet destructive. All right.
Yes, they are.
We have Rob Martier has joined us in the studio and has been, I believe, handed a cocktail as well. Yes, sir?
I'm going to get one here.
Oh, very
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
We're having the perfect cosmopolitan as the cocktail of choice tonight. And we also have What's in the Box is the game we're playing. So for those of you listening and have never heard us play What's in the Box, I am fascinated by the detail with which some people will write reviews online for items that they shop for. And maybe you're buying a raft to go camping in Wisconsin. And maybe you're buying a pair of running shoes. Like I just bought a pair of Sauconys yesterday, actually. Maybe you're buying an adult toy because you want to spice things up in the bedroom, or maybe a hand mixer because you want to do some cooking in your kitchen. And what I noticed was how similar some of the reviews can be for adult toys and kitchen appliances, you know, because you've got your different sort of needs in one area and perhaps wants in another. And sometimes those two things cross and sound the same. So I have all of my guests and our show regulars are going to read a review, and Tony and Roy have to decide if it is an appliance or a toy. And that's all you have to answer is appliance or toy. We sometimes have listeners who want to be specific. They're like, oh, that's a Lalo. I've had that. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
So, a little too personal.
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes our contestants contestants share a little bit more, and that's fine. We appreciate that as well. But, you know, for there's no pressure is what I'm saying. So, Roy, we are going to start with you, and I have Roger Badish. One of the things I love is that Roger actually pulls his own reviews. He does a lot of research on this, and
I kind of rushed through these tonight, as you can kind of see. A lot of them are short.
But sometimes short is good.
Yeah,
almost necessary.
Yeah,
quick is good.
Yeah,
if you don't have time.
This is news to me.
Sometimes I didn't say all the time. Sometimes you get things to do. All right, Roy, Roger Badish will read for you.
Okay, so here we go. So far, it's performed great, and we really like everything about it.
Mm-hmm. A little warning, Roy. Sometimes Roger will add his own embellishments, so you can't, you know. I love the way he does it, because you don't know. Because it is exciting to have an appliance, as it is to have a toy. I'm just saying. You don't know. It is. Go ahead, Roy. What do you think? Do you want it one more time?
Should I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
You gotcha.
I'm going to say appliance with that.
Congratulations.
Hey, there you go.
Very good.
All right. So Roy is on the board with one. We have Nick from Howls and Hood, who's going to read for Tony.
All right. Tony, you ready?
Sure thing.
All right. Good product. Heats up really fast and well. Keeps everything tame, which is good.
I like the tame aspect of that.
I'm going to go with toy.
Well, it's an appliance.
Oh.
I think it's a heck of a blender, to tell you the truth.
I would have said the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. You never know with these reviews. All right, so Roy has one. Will you please read for Roy, Rob Martier?
All right, you ready, Roy?
Yes.
Love this. My only complaint is that there isn't any handle, and I tend to accidentally turn the speed dial while using it.
I'm going to say appliance again.
Oh, it's a toy.
Yeah, you don't want.
Oh, so sorry.
You don't want to shift gears right in the middle of something. No. All right, Elliot, will you please read for Tony?
Okay, you ready, Tony?
Yep.
It does what it's supposed to do, and I love that the cleanup is easy. But this thing is loud. If you buy it, you will see what I'm talking about.
For the record, I just want to tell everybody listening and our contestants that this comes up for both appliances and toys with a regularity that's alarming. But anyway, just so you know, so that there you go. Just to throw something else at you. Go ahead, Tony. What do you think?
I'm going to go appliance.
That is correct.
Hey!
That's
right.
Hey.
Interesting. All right.
Then. Amy.
Oh, we were all cheering for you. I love that you cheered for yourself.
It's such a toss-up.
It kind of goes with the territory in the segment. Roger Badish, will you please read for Roy?
Why, certainly.
We have a tied game, by the way. 1-1.
Oh, I love tied games.
So do I.
All right,
then.
I've got so many this week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, here we go.
So much to choose from.
Yes.
I find that problem online, too.
I know you have. Never mind. We'll get into that later.
Don't go through my browser history. You do not want to see that.
No. Very high quality material. Sturdy and expected to last. Easy to clean. Good size base for safety.
I wish people could watch. If you're not watching on WGNradio.com, you're missing out on Roger reading some of these reviews. Like there was sort of a little bit of flair on that one. So I'm sorry.
A little bit.
Yeah, he does get into it. I like that. It's important. Go ahead, Roy.
Can you read that one more time,
please,
Roger?
Please, yeah.
Certainly, it would be my pleasure.
Slow down,
there
Roger.
We go. There you go. Well, do you want me to do it that way?
No, do it any way you want. This is Roger's choice.
No, okay.
All right, then.
Very high quality material. Sturdy and expected to last. Easy to clean. Good size base for safety.
For safety?
I'm going to say appliance.
For safety?
It's a toy.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I don't know why I knew that. I think I've seen that review. You
got
to be safe.
You got that one bookmarked?
I have so many bookmarks.
Got to have the wide base.
I like wide bases, and I cannot lie.
That's right.
Nick, you're...
Oh, boy.
All right. Nick, please read for Tony, and after this, we have to take a break, but... because I want to make sure that we keep this even, Steven. So please read for Tony, Nick.
Okay, Tony, you ready?
No. Yep.
All right. Very handy, but basic and simple.
appliance.
You got it.
Hey, Tony. Boy. It is a 2-1 game. We're going to take a break here. Everyone's going to just sort of collect themselves and, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do to prep yourself for the next round. And we'll come back after this. We're playing What's in the Box. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Thank you, Lil Manatis and Apt Electronics. I really do love this segment. This is we're playing What's in the Box. And we want to thank our listener, and I wish we remembered his name. Do we know who named What's in the Box for this segment? We'll have to go through all of our emails. I know we sent him a prize. So
yeah,
thank
we
you
did
again.
Send him a prize. So and I know cool. he'll call in again.
This is how listeners help our show. You guys are the best asset to the show. It's not us, it's you. You make the show better. We have Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer and editor in chief of all geek content on the Pretty Late Show. Rob Martier, our newsman extraordinaire. We have Nick from Howls and Hood. Nick Summers, is that your last name? I should have asked if it was okay to say it in the air. I don't know. You might have like a cloak of privacy. I don't know.
There's no skeletons in my closet.
All right. All right then. And Roger Badish, both names okay to say in the air?
Our
newsman.
This week.
Our newsman of excellence and the extraordinary and excellence are kind of the same thing, but I'm going with both of them, saying them differently. Craig Collins in the booth running the show and makes everything happen. And on the line, we have Roy and Tony, who are playing What's in the Box. It was time for Rob Martier to read for Roy. The game is 2-1, and it's Tony in the lead.
All right, Roy, here we go. You ready?
You bet.
Really durable. Use it all the time. Never had a problem.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with appliance.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done. It's an appliance. Good job.
And the game is tied 2-2. There we go. So for Tony, Elliot Serrano will read the next review.
All right, Tony. Let's see if we can take the lead on this one. Speed counts. I'm a busy mom. I can't wait 30 minutes for a machine to work.
That's awesome.
I like the busy mom part.
Well read. I'm going to go appliance on that one also.
That is correct. Yes, it's an appliance.
Good job. All right, good call.
Busy mom.
It's a juicer, yeah, to be exact. Yeah.
Not too busy to write a review, though.
Oh, you're making me laugh too hard. Roger Badish, it is now the game is now 3-2. Tony is ahead. Please read for Roy.
Okay, Roy, we got to catch up here. We go. It was time for a new one, and this one suits our purpose.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, boy. Appliance.
Very good.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's all tied. All right, then fine, then. Look at that. This is a good game.
I will say there, when Roger reads them, I have no idea.
As it should be.
Really?
No idea.
Me neither.
Very cool. I like this.
All right, tied game. We have Tony up, and Nick will read for Tony.
All right, Tony, you ready?
Yep.
This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable.
That's what she said.
Hey, whoa. What are you doing now?
Wow.
All right. I love this game.
I'm actually going to go toy on that one.
That's correct.
Wow.
I know. We like to throw those in there sometimes. Rob Martier. Okay, that was Tony, so it's now 4-3. We have Roy up. Rob Martier.
Reading for Roy again. All right, Roy. I'm going to do this like a Southside Union delegate. All right, you ready?
There you go.
Nice balance. If it were too light, it would feel cheap. Plenty of power. Nice balance. Plenty of power.
I'm going to go with appliance on that.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done.
All right. Now it's tied again, 4-4. Jeez. I know. Is that Tony? I can't win this thing. You might win this time. We have Tony. It's 4-4. Elliot Serrano will read for you.
All right. This one made me chuckle.
Just hand it to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hot off the press.
Powerful little thing. Just remember to pull out the paper inside.
God. That can't be.
That's exactly.
Okay, go ahead and guess.
What do you think? I know, right?
Appliance.
Oh.
It's a toy. Sorry. What? It's a toy. Yeah, it's a toy.
Okay, so when you open the battery compartment.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
There it is.
There it is.
I didn't write that review. I just had to think about it when I saw it as well. I was like, oh, yeah. Sometimes it's okay. Roger Badish, the game is still tied 4-4. We have Roy up next.
All right, Roy. Still tied 4-4, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Roy, so this is for the win.
This could be for the win.
Hey.
Roy, dude. Here we go. Simple to use, and better yet, very easy to clean and maintain, worth the money.
What do you think?
I'm going to say my first toy this time.
Your first toy, that's your guess, is toy?
Yes, toy.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Well, there we go. We need to have like a
holy
ding, ding,
cow.
Ding for, there you go. Poor Tony was like, I was so close. He pulled
I know. I went appliance on every other one, and I decided to go with toy on that.
I know.
Although, so what the odds on it?
There, well, I don't know. Well, everyone's picking their own. I kind of just threw a stack at everybody this time. I try to parcel them out, but I just threw them at everybody.
Busted your brackets. Sorry.
I busted your brackets. That's what she said. Tony, Roy, thank you so much for playing, but you both win. Roy, whichever one you pick, you can get an Apt Electronics gift card or Lumel Nye's. Craig will check in with you, see which one you want, and Tony will get the other one. That's Apt Electronics. Go to apt.com for all your electronic needs, plus like kitchen appliances and everything.
Excellent.
That's just fun. If you need to get a vacuum cleaner, get it. And Tony, thank you so much. Either one of you, Lumel Nye's will also be a wonderful gift for you because they have the best pizza ever. Well, that was really fun. You know which one I did not, I didn't hand anybody because I accidentally ripped it before I handed it to you, but I figured it would be a gimme. I have some that are tiebreakers. This week's tiebreaker would have been, now, I'm assuming overuse of this can lead to a possible ER visit. I mean, I've had fun before, but you don't
want to. They have a show for that.
I know there
Sex
is.
Sex sent me to the ER.
I know. Pete McMurray had them on
yes.
when the show was premiering.
Unbelievable.
Well, we've had nurses call into the show and tell us what kind of things have been lodged. I don't know how else to say that.
Lodged.
Have been irretrievable? I don't know.
Yeah.
Irrevocably stuck? I don't know.
In captivity.
In captivity.
And how did that get there?
Yes. And for those of you who, like, perhaps you think we're laughing at something, you know, we've all had awkward moments. Maybe you've gotten a cramp and been stuck. We all had our I don't know why.
Anyway, speak for yourself, kiddo.
Get the Gatorade out.
Yeah, well, you might think you're that good, but she's screaming because you're on her hair. More
Thank
for this
you.
On 720 WGN. Do I have a break or no? Do I have a break? I don't know. All right, let's take a break because I...